John Miller back with you from Oracle Park in San Francisco, where it's just a beautiful day. Temperatures in the high 60s right here on the shores of San Francisco Bay. And we watched the Giants beat the Marlins in Miami from here 1-0. And we'll tell you about that ball game with some of the highlights in a few moments. But right now, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. In Washington, it was supposed to be Madison Bumgarner against Steven Strasburg. Strasburg, though, was placed on the injured list before the game. And then Madison Bumgarner went out and stole the day anyway. Bumgarner, with his first really strong outing of the year, gave up just one run and two hits in five innings, and then they took him out. The only run he allowed was on a home run by Trey Turner. Turner later hit another home run for the only two Washington runs in the game. Arizona won the game 5-2 in Washington, and Bumgarner gets his first win of the year. Rojas and Carson Kelly hit home runs for the D-backs. Now, the Dodgers are going for the sweep in San Diego, and that game is underway with Trevor Bauer going against Blake Snell. So that's quite a matchup, kind of a World Series kind of a matchup. The Dodgers facing Snell for the first time since Game 6 of the World Series last October. It's nothing-nothing after one. Snell retired the side in order, including a strikeout of Justin Turner in the first inning in that game. And then Bauer retired the side in order, striking out two of the Padres in the first inning. So an interesting beginning to a would-be pitcher's duel. The Mets are leading in Colorado 2-0 in the last of the fifth inning, back of Marcus Stroman at Coors Field, with Senzatella going for the Rockies. A final from Philadelphia. The Giants are heading to Philly now, and the Phillies defeated the Cardinals 2-0 on a two-hit shutout from Aaron Nola, his first win of the year. 10 strikeouts, no walks, only two hits allowed. Nola threw 109 pitches in going the distance. Gant was the losing pitcher, and Bryce Harper launched a mammoth home run in that game for the Fightins. The White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2, and that was at Fenway Park with I'm trying to get the right information here. It was Keuchel who got the win over Houck for the Red Sox. Kike Hernandez did hit a home run for Boston, and Tim Anderson went deep for the White Sox. That's the first game of a doubleheader there. Tampa Bay beat the Yankees again, 4-2 at Yankee Stadium. They swept the series over the Yankees. Yarbrough, who came on after the opener, Kittredge, went five innings, giving up one run and two hits. He got the win over Garrett Cole. The Yankees ace could not stop the losing streak. The Yankees are now 5-10 this year. Cole's first loss of the year. It was 4-2, the final at Yankee Stadium. All right, now, the Giants with a 1-0 win over Miami. Let's review the game with some of the highlights. The Honda highlights. Honda's Dream Garage Spring Event is on, with dream deals like 0% financing on approved credit through May 2nd here in 2021. The Giants went ahead in the third inning of the game, although with Alex Wood starting, there was that moment we talked about when Rojas led off the first inning with a single, and then Marte had a bunt single, and with an Aguilar at the plate, as Wood was still trying to get his equilibrium out there in his first start as a Giant, and they put the spin move on, and both Marlins runners were running on the first motion from Wood. And so Rojas got picked off, and that was the first out in the Giants' career of Alex Wood. He would not allow another hit until the fifth inning. Meanwhile, the Giants, they got a double from Yaz with one out in the first inning, but they could not score. They got consecutive singles from Slater and Crawford in the second inning, but came up empty. And then in the third inning, La Stella led off with a single, but he was still out there with two down when Brandon Belt was safe on an error by the first baseman, Aguilar. So the Giants had that little bit of extra life. Two men on, two men out, and Alex Dickerson, the hitter.
3-2. There go the runners. The pitch is a curve, or a changeup, rather. Hit on the ground and into right field. Base hit. La Stella running all the way will come around third, and he's going to score. The Giants are on the board first. It's 1-0. Belt around to third. Alex Dickerson. Well, it wasn't a monstrous home run. It wasn't a gap shot like we've seen so often these last couple years from Dickerson. But he stayed on that changeup, and even though he hit it on the ground, he hit it hard, and he pulled it right through the hole. So the Giants score first, 1-0. And a chance.
Yeah, if it was that easy, the Giants would have scored a lot more runs. That was the only hit they had in 10 at-bats as a team with runners in scoring position. So they had the 1-0 lead. And from then on, it was the Giants' defense, strong bullpen. But the defense came to the fore in the last half of the very same inning, the last of the third, one out, nobody on. And Pablo Lopez, the pitcher, was batting, and he hit one well.
Here's a swing and a drive out in the left center field. Austin Slater on the move, and he will dive and make the catch. Wow, Austin Slater, a heck of a play. We got to see that. So did Alex Wood, who's giving Slater a big round of applause off the mound. That's the pitcher, Pablo Lopez, who put a pretty good swing on the ball and showed some pop to left center field. I mean, usually you play a little shallower with a pitcher up there. Slater had a long way to go, and that's one of the best plays we've seen Slater make in center field, two down.
Indeed, outstanding play. I mean, think of it. It would have been one out and a runner at second, and the top of the order coming up. Who knows what would have happened had he not been able to flag that one down. So, big play there. But for the most part, Wood didn't need that kind of help because he was on a roll in the fourth inning. He retired Marte, Aguilar, and then he got Cooper to end the inning.
Wood to the plate, and a changeup struck him out swinging. Alex Wood, another strong inning. Alex Wood looks really good. And what's he retired now? 11 Marlins hitters in a row.
Yeah, so he was on a roll. He would finally allow a base runner in the fifth inning after retiring 12 in a row, and even then it was on an error committed by Brandon Belt. Then a very big play. Jazz Chisholm was up. Anderson, who had reached on the error at first base, and here's what happened. Now here's Jazz Chisholm. Line drive left field. Coming on is Dickerson. He tries to knock it down. Can't do it. It bounces off his body towards center field. Now he picks it up, throws it to second, and Chisholm is out at second. He beat the throw, but he came up off the bag, and Tim Timmons, the umpire there, called him out. Chisholm is saying, wait, I don't think so. Don Mattingly's asking for some time to check with the video room to see if they want to question this call. Alex Dickerson got caught in between a little bit there, not deciding whether he should go for the catch or not, and finally went for the catch, and he went into a slide. The ball bounced just in front of him and bounced away from him. Chisholm beat his throw into second base, but then his late slide, he came up off the bag. We're looking at the replay. They're not going to challenge that one. He's out. Yeah, he did definitely come off the bag. And Donovan Solano, to his credit, kept the tag on him. So instead of second and third and one out, it was a runner at third and two down. And then Wood got Chad Wallach on a ground out. End of threat. And after five innings, that was the end of Wood's day. No runs, three hits, no walks, and four strikeouts, and a very efficient, only 61 pitches thrown in those five innings, his debut for the Giants. So on we moved. The Giants, it was a bullpen game from then on, and the bullpen never allowed a Marlin to reach base. The first in from the pen was Jose Alvarez, and he retired the side in order in the sixth inning. And then Camilo Doval, the 23-year-old sensation from the Giants minor league system, but he had never pitched above Class A ball in the minor leagues. So very little experience, but a great arm, and was one of the most impressive of the young pitchers that appeared in spring training. So Doval was brought in the seventh inning. Remember, both Jake McGee and Logan Webb were placed on the injured list before the game on the special COVID injured list because of COVID vax side effects. Anyway, that's why Doval was brought into this game, and they kept talking about, Gabe Kapler kept talking about giving him a soft landing spot for his debut. Well, this was not it. The heart of the order was coming up. Aguilar, Cooper, and Doval, three hitters all with power. But he struck out Aguilar, and that had Aguilar walking away from the plate talking to himself. He got Cooper on a one-hopper to third to Longoria, and with two down, there was the former Giant and a very powerful hitter, maybe as much power as anybody in that whole lineup, Adam Duvall.
Duvall shakes off. Duvall, the hitter, 1-2, slider, strike three called. What a debut. Camilo Duvall strikes out two, retires the side in order in a one-run ball game with his team in the lead in the seventh inning. That was great. And he's going to get all kinds of fist bumps and high fives as he comes back in the Giants dugout, and he's got a big smile on his face.
It would have been hard to have been more impressive than that for a young guy never pitching above A ball to come into his first big league game with just a one-run lead in the late innings against the big hitters lined up in a row in the Miami batting order. But he made it look easy, as if he'd been doing it for years, only 11 pitches, and he was just on top of everything. Then the bullpen, still needing to be excellent, and it was Caleb Berriger for the eighth inning. And Berriger got Anderson to hit a line drive to left that was caught. Then Chisholm struck out, and that's a guy you really want to keep off the base paths because of his great speed. So two down, nobody on, and it was Berriger against the right-handed hitting Wallach. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball right down the middle, strike three called. Three up and three down, we go to the ninth inning. And at that point, it had been nine up and nine down against the Giants bullpen. The Giants still could not add on. It was still 1-0 when Tyler Rogers came on for the ninth. Rogers, who was outstanding last night, getting five outs in the seventh and eighth innings, 1 2/3 innings pitched with just one hit allowed. And so he was excellent. And now being asked to be the closer with McGee on that short-term injured list. And he retired Corey Dickerson, who was brought up to pinch hit as the first batter faced. And he got him post-haste. He jammed him and got him to hit a routine ground ball to belt at first, one away. Then Miguel Rojas at the top of the order, and he grounded out to Longoria. So two down. And then with Starling Marte, he swung at that sinker on the first pitch and bounced it foul and seemed to hurt himself. Ultimately, after seeing one more pitch, he was taken out of the game. And so Jorge Alfaro, who was last night's hero for the Marlins in both the ninth and the tenth innings, he drove in the tying and winning runs ultimately in the tenth inning, he came in as the pinch hitter. And he hit one very hard against Rogers. The Giants so close, and yet it hasn't happened yet. The pitch, swing, and a hard one-hopper right to Crawford at short. Here's the throw to first in plenty of time, and the ball game is over. Wow, Alfaro just clobbered that ball, but right to Brandon Crawford. Always a good strategy, I think, for many, many years. If you're a Giants pitcher, if you're in trouble, make him hit it to Crawford. Yeah, and always advisable. So that made it 12 up, 12 down against the Giants bullpen. Four perfect innings in relief of Alex Wood. And we'll make the base hit that knocked in the only run of the game. That was by Alex Dickerson in the third inning. The hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. And there's certainly lots of candidates for the player we give credit to, but we'll go with the starting pitcher, Alex Wood, his Giants debut, and he turned in a great job against a right-handed heavy lineup that has been doing extremely well against left-handed pitching. So Alex Wood is the player we give credit to for his stellar performance. That's sponsored by GEICO, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. And the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. Giants pitchers had nine strikeouts. The Marlins staff had 11, nine by the starter, Pablo Lopez. The Giants win it 1-0, heading to Philadelphia now to start that series tomorrow. And Kevin Gausman will go in game one against Chase Anderson. A 4:05 first pitch scheduled. The pregame show on the radio tomorrow afternoon at 3:05 here in Northern California. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this program together and our network coordinator, Rafael Corral. And thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast. The final score once again was the Giants over the Marlins, 1-0.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.